Blog Talk Radio.
Grand Rising, beautiful souls. Welcome to another episode of the Faith Walk. This is Sister Faith, and we're getting ready to go on this journey. I want to welcome you to this new beautiful year of 2022. It's a year full of blessings, and let's get it going, starting with prayer. I would like to start with the prayer that we're going to use today, and this is Psalm 23, the 23rd Psalm. And as I do every time we have this gathering, I will always start with a prayer. And so we're going to do today's message as our prayer. It reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And may those who have the scripture in front of them and feel it in their heart, say amen to yourself. I wanted to use this as our launching pad. It was the first prayer that I learned. Last month, we talked about the understanding of prayer and what the elements of prayer is. And I thought that this prayer has all of those elements that we are seeking after when we are entering into the space of spirit. Now, while I am going through, I want you to talk with me, because this is not just Faith talking and sharing her experiences, even though I will. But I want you to speak back with me, because I do have some questions for this conversation. You know, when we look at the Lord's Prayer and we look at what God has done, I want to ask you a few things and I want to talk about it. But back to what I was saying about this prayer in particular. I learned this prayer when I was about 7 years old. It's only 6 verses, but it's such a powerful message in it. And it took me almost 40 years to fully understand why I needed to know these words and what they really, really mean to me. When we break it down, we have to look at the fact that this sacred hymn of David has been passed through the generations. This prayer in particular has gone through so many people, and so many mouths have uttered it. And we want to make sure that you understand what you're uttering as you go forward. when we look at the first part of it, and then I'm going to open it up, because I know that I'm not in Radio Land alone. I want to look at this the first line. We're going to go line by line and section by section. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." That is a boast. For me, that is boasting in God, that I can say that I trust God 110%, and anything that the Spirit is going to lead me to do is where I should be, how I should be, when I should be, and we're going to go with that. He goes on to talk about, he makes me to lie down in green pastures, and, you know, he leads me beside the still waters. Like, if you've never understood what it is to have peace This is describing peace. I don't have to worry about where I'm going to sleep, what I'm going to eat, where I'm going to get my drink from. There's no foolishness and chaos going on around me. And I have a fullness inside of me. The writer goes on to say, he restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake, right? And so let's talk about just this section. Let's talk about the first part of it. I want those of you who are out there, because I don't want this to be just a one-sided thing. So if you have a question or you want to add, please don't forget to press one and join the conversation with me. My first question is, have you ever allowed Spirit to really be your shepherd? You know, have you ever really allowed Spirit, have you allowed God, or however you identify with the great I am, have you allowed Spirit to be your shepherd, to be your guide, to lead you wherever you're going to go? Have you opened yourself up to that? And do you remember the times that you didn't allow Spirit to be your guide and lead you wherever you were going to go? I was thinking about this, and about 2 years ago, I was helping a sister learn this prayer. She had to learn this prayer. This was one of her lessons. And she was just, you know, kind of like, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And she really wasn't feeling it. She wasn't embodying this message, you know, because when we do, we find ourselves in awe of who Spirit is in our lives. You know, oh my goodness, the Lord is my shepherd. Like, you know how a shepherd, how mindful a shepherd is of each and every one of his sheep? Like, he will go, the scriptures talk about it, but if you've ever watched one of those old movies, you would see the shepherd will go to war with a wild animal just to save one of his sheep, one of his flock. And when you say that I'm a part of the flock of God, when I'm a part of that assembly, when I'm a part of the greater, I'm vibrating higher, I'm being more, I'm more than just your average sheep, honey. This here wool that I wear is going to cost you 10 times what you could even make in a year. Like, when you can see yourself in that place, you will embrace it differently. Now, I know what that feels like, and I also know what it feels like to not walk with my shepherd. I've been in those places where, I'm not ready for God. I remember when I was in my early 20s, late teens, early, I'm not ready for God. I'm not thinking about that. Yeah, I know God exists, and I've been taught about him all my life, but, you know, I'm not really, really, really ready. I'm not really trying to go there. I'm not really trying to be all holy and whatever, you know, but none of this says anything about being holy. This says that you trust God. But I also remember those times where I was like, oh my goodness, here I am out in the world doing whatever I want to do, how I want to do it, and chaos was ruled my life. Everything that I did, every place that I went, everything that I tried had troubles. It had concern. It had hardships. It had questions because I wasn't lined up and I wasn't with my flock. Now, come on now, speak to me. I know somebody has something to add at this point, but all right, if you don't, it's okay. I'm going to move on. How did those things turn out for you? You know, did they turn out where you had to turn, you, like me, I had to turn to God. I had to turn to Spirit and say, help me. I'm in this predicament and I don't know how to get out of it, you know. But when I allowed Spirit to take over and be in control, everything in my life got smooth. So I started to understand what it means to walk beside, to lie down in green pastures, to be able to rest in with a peacefulness, to be able to endure and go through to see beyond what is right in front of me. Oh, I have a caller that would like to speak. Thank you so much. Come on in.
Alafia and greetings, peace.
Peace, Mama Unique. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you. The faith walk. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
It is beautiful. thank you for having me. Good morning. Good morning to everyone. Well, let me start by saying that today is a great day. It's a blessed day. I woke up with the first thing I woke up with on my mind was how to start your day in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Then I happened to go on, you know, just go on YouTube and got a message from Bishop Jakes. It was about in the beginning, God in the beginning. And then I turn around and I get the message about Psalms 23. And all of it has to do with putting God first. And
when
you said, how do we allow God to be a shepherd in our lives, you have to put God first. You know, now, how do you go about doing that? Is first thing that a lot of people don't want to do is that you have to acknowledge that, you know, one, there is God, that God exists, that you can't do this by yourself, and you also have to submit, you know, because in the middle of chaos, God is there. In the middle of all these things that are going on, you know, we're trying to control those things, but you can't control one. You can't control one thing that you didn't create. You know what I'm saying?
And
God is so wonderful and blessed. And to hear the message, and I'm listening, I'm like, okay, I know you were talking to me. And for this message to come on the second day of what we consider to be the new year, you know, what are we going to step forward with? Because we were trying to control what was going on. We knew last year around this time, the whole thing was like, we need to stay prayed up, you know.
Yeah,
and now it's like, you know, we prayed up. Now you're going to let God take control? Yes. I'm going to let that happen because, you know, I try to do it. You know, am I trying to create worlds and universes and galaxies? I'm not that big, you know. But but the spirit that does, the energy, God that does do that, stands and allow that to happen. So to know that you're laying in green pastures and that you don't have to want for anything, like I don't have to worry about it. But that's like a baby. You know, if we look at children, children don't worry about anything. They don't worry about the lights turning on. They don't worry about whether or not they're going to eat. All they know is that they turn to the greatest thing in their life and they ask for it.
Amen.
They come to the greatest thing in their life. Hey, can I have some cereal? Can I go here? Can I have this? Can I? And it's given to them. And they have so much peace. They lay down at night already, like when I wake up in the morning, or even ain't even worry about waking up in the morning, because they know that they are protected. They know that whatever they need and their desires and their wants are given, and they're left to be free to be who they are. And they're and they are at peace with being the child. They're at peace with being led. They're at peace with being taken care of. You know, I think we've gotten so far away from, you know, who we are to God, and to the point where we to the point where we got ourselves think that we are greater than God, instead of knowing that we are part of God.
That's
so
right.
I'm not going to take too much of your time, but I had to share that. You know,
Sister, you hit on some important points, and I'm glad you called. I appreciate your phone call. You know, you talked about submitting to God. That's where we was trying to head, and I was wanting other people to say these things, and giving up that control, because there's times that we can submit, but we call ourselves submitting, right? But we haven't given up full control. And
full
so
control,
those
yeah.
are two very different things, because we say I submit myself, but I'm still going to keep this part for me. I'm going to still control just this part. And a child doesn't have that choice, right? Not until they get older, when they get to teenagers, that they are like, well, I want to do it this way, though. I love the way you even brought that to the forefront of how that submission is important, but giving up that control, and then how chaos is still in that. Or chaos is still going on, but there's a perfect peace in it. So I appreciate that.
Because we also have to deal with vulnerability. You know, we don't want to be vulnerable. We don't want to feel like we're out of control. But the truth is that we're not out of control. You know what I'm saying? We're just giving the control back to the original conductor. You know what I'm saying?
That's
the
right.
originator. You know, we're out of control when we try to do that our way. You know, it's like, do I want what I want for me? If God gave me everything that I wanted, I wouldn't be here today.
Yeah. Me and you both.
You know? Now I'm like, whoo, avoided that one. Okay, thank you, Lord. You know, you know, so we have to know where our perfect peace comes from, you know, where our true love comes from. You know, and it's a wonderful thing that we have this platform to where we can share and learn about that faith walk. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. And have a wonderful, blessed day. Wonderful. Mama Unique said some things. My dear sister, you know, you all heard all that she's saying, but when we talk about the peace and submission, there's something that comes after that, and that is being restored. You know, we can walk through the – sorry, I almost got ahead of myself. When we submit, when we acknowledge God as our shepherd, and he's going to lead us to – we're going to rest in green pastures. He's going to lead us beside the still waters, away from the chaos, away from the foolishness. He's going to restore our souls in this. And when your soul is restored, then you have the opportunity to move on to the next phase, which is being led in the path of righteousness. And it's not even for our own sake. It's for his name's sake. Just because he loves us that much, as a parent loves a child, those of us who have children, we understand it. Those of us who are aunts and uncles, listen, we understand, because we want you to have the best. We're not going to teach anything to those we love, especially the young ones, that is going to lead them astray. We want to lead them in a path of righteousness. And because we submit ourselves, because we give up the control that it's so difficult to do as a human, it seems, we get the opportunity to be refreshed and renewed and walk in a path of righteousness and walk in a way that we can be upright and that we can be leaders in our communities, that we can be helpers to our peers, that we can be guides for others and lights for others to watch. And so that is so beautiful to me. I love the idea of that. To be able to move on and say, oh, wow, my life used to look like this. We're only the first verses in, right? And we already are seeing my life used to look like that, but this is where it is now. It seems like I have another caller, and I would like to welcome you to the conversation.
Love and light, family. Love and light.
Love and light, peace. Sister Makita.
So when you got to that particular verse, I knew right then, I was like, oop, that's me. I'm a living witness. I am a living witness. I am a walking testimony of what the Most High will do. And I tell people all the time, like, I'm so not worried about a lot of stuff. I might be concerned, but worried?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, because the God I serve is a God of miracles.
Amen.
And I've seen this happen over and over and over again. Even when I was in some of my most darkest places, I still smiled to the point that people thought I didn't have anything going on or any problems or any this. No, I do. But I have the tools, and I'm implementing the tools.
Amen.
So that I can get through it. It's not to say that we're not going through anything because we're spiritualists and people look up to us in a certain way. Oh, no. Our trials are even stronger because we have a responsibility. We have obligations. And the Most High, when things are going on, it's not always because of us. There might be somebody on the outside watching to see how we handle it.
Mm-hmm.
The lesson might be for the other person that's involved. Or maybe we missed a lesson in the past and the Most High is like, okay, we're about to repeat this so you can get it right because you represent me.
Amen.
So I give thanks and praise each and every day.
Amen.
I'm absolutely loving this segment. And I tell people in a minute, what faith and favor, don't ask me how that happened because I can't tell you how that happened. You got to talk to God about that. All I know is I asked. And I was and I put whatever work in they told me to put in, and boom, there it was. And I'm grateful. Because
that's
a big
right.
part of it, too, the gratitude. We have to have the gratitude in our attitude. Because when we don't, it's just as quick as the blessing can come, it can leave. Because the gratitude was not there. You know?
Amen.
So when we pray with certain expectations. Because, you know, you told me to ask you, not man. So I go to the man, and the man takes care of me. Now, if he uses whoever, it ain't got nothing to do with me, because I didn't go to them. I went to the man. I went to the one who has me covered and protected all day long, every day. And I get what I want, because I'm obedient. And if I'm not, I get a smack.
Oh,
you know, you learn that lesson, and you do right in the future.
Amen.
So yes. I give thanks and I can pray each and every day. Each and every day.
Awesome. Well, Sister Bikini, you have been a blessing and I appreciate your call. You try to move ahead in my lesson though. We're getting to that part of the discussion. But I want to say to you, sister, my dear sister, I love you so much, and I want to wish you a happy new year. Thank you so much for calling in.
Love you, too. Thank you.
You know, I was trying to slow her down, but she talked, and she was going forward because she's right. When we turn to God, when we put ourselves, everything in God's hand, when we stop making it seem it's about us, but it's about God, we'll see the difference. You know, we'll get restored. We'll be able to be brand new. And even in the midst of the chaos, even in the midst of the confusion that may be going on around us, we may appear to be at perfect peace, and it's because we really are. It's not that the situations are not happening. It's because we have an assurance that comes from on high. There's an assurance. She also said something else. She said she puts the prayer out there and then she gets to work. I need everybody to understand, faith without work is dead. You can believe until the end of time, but if you do not get up and move forward, get up and do something about whatever it is that your heart so desires, working in the direction of your progress, the faith means nothing. It will be dead. It will be like a sheet on the floor. A sheet on the floor can't keep you warm unless you're laying on top of it. Even then, you have to do something for it to make you warm. You have to roll it over you. You have to make it into the thing that it needs to be. You have to put some action into it. So, Sister Makita, I want to thank you for that part of your message. That is a blessing. When we go forward, we know that when we trust Spirit, all of our thoughts and all of our actions will fall into a righteous place. It will fall into the righteous mindset. It will lead us in the righteous direction. And so, but we have to be in that space. We have to be in that mind space, that head space, that I have to trust God, and God is going to lead me and guide me all the way to where I need to be. Which goes into the next part of the prayer. He says, and said, yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And I want to stop right there. That says so much. You know, growing up in the big city, I have been on the street at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. Don't ask why. I was young. And in the dangerous part of a city, and knowing that I had no fear, but that's the foolishness of youth, right? But when we get older and we're wiser, this place of darkness, this shadow of death, this valley of the shadow of death could be the hospital. This valley of the shadow of death could be the place that we work. This valley of the shadow of death can be so many other situations, circumstances, relationships. The valley of the shadow of death, you know, when we talk about the valley of the shadow of death, you know, we have to make sure that we are, I'm sorry, late, family. When we talk about the valley of the shadow of death, we have to remember that this is the place where we have to trust God the most, where we have to walk closer, where we have to embody what we, who we say we really are. And I have someone who would like to join us and add to this about the valley, because this dark place is so important. So, caller, I want to welcome you to a faith walk.
Greetings. I feel so welcome. Oh, my God. I'm like, Sister Makita, I am excited. I am so excited. I have been jumping at my feet. I had to put myself on mute because I'm amen to everybody else's stuff. And I'm like, girl, put yourself on mute so before everybody hears you. So it's been great, a great show, but I want to talk about that valley. I do a lot of things in the name of Spirit, and a lot of times I don't know the outcome. I don't know the purpose. Mm-hmm. I don't know the reason why we're here. I don't know nothing. All I know is I'm following instructions. So I had a event up in Asheboro in the mountains in North Carolina. Beautiful, beautiful. It's a beautiful temple. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. And it was in a valley. And when you're driving up and down and around, you don't really notice those things. But I remember being absolutely exhausted. I remember it having like a little fog and mist because we were up so high and it was early in the morning. And I remember looking up and I couldn't see the sky. And I was like, well, hold on for a second. Where's the sky? You know? And we were in a valley. And so all I could see was trees and the clouds. I couldn't see any sky because I was like in a bowl, you know. Mm-hmm. And never in my life have I felt so small. Never have I felt so trapped, enclosed. I had to really kind of work on myself to say, you know, I'm not in any danger. I wasn't in the valley of death. I was in the valley of beauty, okay? It was beautiful trees. I was with protected people. I was in a very secure place, but I was in a valley, and I knew I felt contained.
Yes.
And it was humbling, and I really had to keep my mind steady and understand, you know, you are in a valley, but it's not a valley of death. but you have to still respect the fact that you're in this valley. And it was a little frightening just to not be able to see the sky, because my brain told me there was a sky, and my eyes, you know, there was a miscommunication. So when you say that valley can be anything, it can literally be anything. And it's very jarring to find yourself contained, you know.
Wow.
And you have to, this is when I tell everybody, you're going to need this prayer one day. I tell everybody, it's nice, it's beautiful, it's wonderful, I love it. But you're going to need this prayer one day. You're going to need to know how God got you and that he will lead you right where you need to be led and give you these understandings that you haven't had before and work with you on those levels. And so, you know, so when it comes to that valley, I'm going to tell my family, learn your prayer, learn your prayers, because that's when you're going to need
right.
that. That's when you will see God show up the most in that valley. When you know that you can't do anything for your own self and you're going to need somebody higher than you, you know, when you call in customer service, you're like, nah, put the manager on. You're not going to work. You know, this is when you need your prayers. You're like, I need God. I can't do this. I'm beyond my own self. I need God
management.
On there. Look,
that's
get
right.
Get up in here because this ain't working. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just want to let people know that moment is coming if you haven't already seen it. And that
Amen.
Is the time to pull out your prayer.
Amen.
That's the time
Amen.
To put everything you have into that prayer. So that's it. But understand, I'm on this other line. It's bubbling over. I'm so very happy. I mean, people coming up with these prayers. Look, we got some scientists on this line that are really getting into it. Your phone lines are lit up. So continue
Amen.
The good work. I'm going to put myself on mute. You let me know when you're ready for the next caller, okay?
All right. Thank you, Mama Seven. I appreciate you sharing that word. Listen, I was thinking about the next. She just told us about a positive valley. You know, she had a, even though she felt small and contained and trapped, she had a positive experience, you know. But this prayer says that his rod and his staff will bring the comfort. Now, if you were having a negative valley experience, you know, these are the moments that we have to know that we have to stay in our lane and drive forward. You know, these are the times that we have to say, okay, Spirit, I felt you. I wanted to go to the right and see what was up in those trees, and you popped me, and you told me, stay back, get back in line. Or you had the nudge that puts you back on your path to keep you so that you can get through the valley to the other side. You know, everybody is not like a Mama Seven who gets to have this beautiful valley experience to tell a story that I'm in this beautiful mountainous place and going through an actual valley. I couldn't see the sky. I couldn't see anything else. But I knew I was safe in the Master's hands. And that's really, in essence, what the Valley of the Shadow of Death looks like. Because all of these things, let's say it was dark and it was all-encompassing, but even in this space, you get the opportunity to stay in his rod and comforted by the staff. You get to stay kept in the midst of it all. Isn't that awesome? I know I'm sorry I added to what she had to say, but I do have another caller on the line, and I would like to welcome them to the show because this is not just about faith, even though that's my name. Welcome to Faith Walk.
A good early Sunday morning to you. It's Melissa. How are you doing?
Greetings, Sister Melissa. How are you doing this morning?
I'm actually doing well. I set my phone to make sure I don't miss these, and I'm looking out the window, my bedroom window, and for the first time in my life, I've seen a flock of blackbirds, I mean, like about 100 of them, in my muddy yard because I have no driveway, and They have the prettiest red stripe right on the shoulder part of their wing. I've never seen a bird like that. And here we are talking about some good God stuff. So I'm going to put it all together that they're visiting on where they are on their journey, wherever they have to go. But I wanted to focus on a couple of things on this Psalm 23rd. So when I first heard this little girl, not knowing anything, I'm understanding, but I always got confused on the I shall not want, because I'm a very lazy person. And I'm all like, what? I don't get it. And it took me a long time to understand that the want was wanting for anything. Like, I couldn't understand what the want was. Once I got past that, I said, okay, everything else sounds a little bit, it's easier for me to understand. But lately, you know, I've been through a storm, and I'm saying been through because I'm claiming that it's over. But I've been through a storm, and I've noticed that in the last 2 years that when I got hit with something that was, you know, blindsided me into an area where, of course, I realize I have no control at all and I have to go with the flow, that I, my first trigger was to say, okay, this is God. Okay, God got me. And I feel like that's the part of, yeah, so I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Like, what I'm saying is I'm starting to understand that, like, I know Unique has said, what did she say? She said that we try to control things. I feel like we have no control. Like, don't even try to control. We have no control. What we can do is we can do the walk, and we can do the work, and we can pray, but we have no control. We have to let God handle us. And then the other part that literally just hit me today, because I'm realizing that my life is dependent on this prayer. Like, I'm realizing some of the things happen in my life, this prayer is very helpful on. But I said, instead of saying, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. I'm like, we need to look at it like this, y'all. Yea, though I walk through the shadow of the valley of change, because death is rebirth, is change. It's not always something scary. It's change. I will fear no negativity, because I'm still going through changes. We all going through changes. We're never going to stop changing. And there are fears that I do have about the changes that could come my way. And to get past that, you got to work through that. So don't have that. So instead of thinking it's so wrong, so on the all the way to the left, that, you know, that death, the finalness, it's not death. It's a change. And the evil can be negativity. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to lose someone forever. You're going to lose everything that you had. The things that you do lose, you might gain back 100-fold and be in a better place than you were before. So I'm not saying to rewrite with, you know, the written word. Don't do that. But just understand that death is not necessarily the end of, and evil is not necessarily all forces of darkness and all forces of the opposition. It could just be negativity, and that's your own thoughts. So get past that. That's what I wanted to say.
Awesome. Sister Melissa, you said some words, and you have, I love the fact that you have made, you always make us see things from another perspective, and that is a gift, sis. I need you to know that. You know, we always look at death, and we say, oh, death. It's so horrible when we lose a loved one. Those of us who have lost loved ones, you know, we feel the sting of it. But those of us who know that them transitioning to the other side isn't the end, I love the idea that you are looking at it as, yay, so I go through the changes of life. That's beautiful. I like that, Melissa. As I change, as I go through this birthing season, as I go through and convert into the next place and go to the next level, as I grow, you know, because in the dark places is where seeds grow. We would think they grow in the light, but they grow in the darkness. So, yes, Sister Melissa, you are on target with that, with the whole mindset and the thought and the understanding that these are seasons of change. These are seasons of growth. These are seasons of development. and we will always end up at another valley. No matter where we are in our life journey, we're going to always find us a new valley. So thank you, Sister Melissa, for adding that to the show. That's beautiful. It's something that I hope everyone is able to grasp and hold on to understand that the ultimate change is death, but that ultimate, that's a full transition to another way, another place. But that the changes of life are constant, and they're going to continue, and we're going to continue to grow, and we're going to continue to get stronger. But we have to be willing. We have to be conscious of Spirit leading us through that. That Spirit is guiding us through that. That Spirit is going to protect us during the moments and the seasons of change. I thank you so much. I have one last, before I take my next caller, I want to move on because we're running out of time. You'd be so surprised how fast time goes. And I want to hear, caller, I want to hear what you have to say. But I also want to go to this next place. In the next part of the prayer, he says, he said, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, I want to speak to that just really quick before I take this caller. This idea that if you've never sat down, and all of us at some point are going to sit down if we haven't already, with people who really don't care for us, with people who say that, who will speak love, but in actions behind your back or in their heart are really your enemy, who will sit at this table and have to watch you be blessed. You know, everyone is not meant to go with you where you're going on your journey, but you're going to have people who are watching and spectators. You know, when I think of the oil, I think of God's anointing of wisdom in us and how he pours it on in heaps and barrels. You know, that is a blessing of itself. But then they have to, our enemies have to watch our cup run over. When our cups run over, it's the blessings that come. It's the work that we put in. It's the prayers. It's the energy. And we have overflow. And it's not, we normally don't just keep it to ourselves. We share it with everyone around us. You know, I just wanted to say those couple of things as I take this next caller because I really want to hear what everyone has to say. And I'm sorry, I don't have enough time to hear everyone, but I want to hear my last caller. This is a Faith Walk. Welcome to the show. Greetings.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? This is Nicole.
I'm well.
Good. I'm waking up just in time for the Faith Walk, even though yesterday I thought it was Sunday, but it's okay. But I was ready.
Okay.
I was ready. And so this psalm, this beautiful verse the whole entire embodiment of it has been through my life from start to now. And when I tell you, when I call on it, when I say it, I'm so thankful that I know it by heart. And I encourage everyone to know it by heart because it will save you in a clinch. It will save you whenever. And I've had it save me in a positive valley. I've had it save me in a negative valley. Just be there for me and just be a source of comfort. When you talk about walking through the valley of the shadow of death, fear no evil because you know God is there with you, and also knowing and seeing the table laid out for you, a spread like you would have never seen it before. I've been there. I am in there. And understanding that, like you said, people can't go with you, and we love them anyway. I want to say this is the most, one of the most powerful prayers to me. And like I said, I say it often. I say it often because I now, like you said, it took me about 40-something years to understand what each of those words say. Each line just vibrates through my system when I say it because I understand how I've been saved, how I've been restored, how I'm continuously being guided. So I thank you so much for this faithful because, again, once again, very electric, very just so helpful to break prayers down and to understand, especially this one. This is the perfect one to start on the day with. Because I'm going to say it today. You know, it's one of those things I'm finding myself saying more of. I say it, you know, with ancestors or to ancestors. I say it just because. I say it, you know, someone is annoying me. I say it in a blessing. I say it when I'm feeling gratitude. And I'm so thankful that I'm at that place right now where I'm understanding that in the midst of people not being there for you that you think that they should be, That table, that's for you. Everybody has their own table.
That's right.
Everybody has their own table. So be happy for your table and be happy for everyone else's table.
Amen. Amen. Sister Nicole, I want to say thank you so very much for coming this morning, making sure that you made it, even though you was here yesterday waiting, that you made it this morning as well. And for your words, is very important, and I'm glad that you are using it because this is something that we are going to always need. This faith wall, we're gonna in this journey of life. This is one of those prayers that we should know from the top of our mind. It's a reminder for those who live this lifestyle. We use it more as a reminder. Lord, you know, I gotta remind myself the Lord is my shepherd. You know. And so I want to say thank you so very much for your time and wish you a happy, happy new year. I have time for just one more caller, and then I'm going to have to let you all go. So welcome. It's a faith journey. I'm Faith Walk. Excuse me. Welcome to the show.
Hey, hey. Greetings, 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 greetings. We made it right on time. Amen.
Greetings. Baby Arthur. How are you doing today, Arthur?
I'm fine. I'm great. I called in earlier, but then I hung up so I could not be in the queue because I didn't want to, you know, go there because you wasn't there yet. So I was like, okay, let me hang up and hopefully got enough time. So gratitude. I wanted to talk about there's so much to say. Well, we went.
Tell me about it, Isa.
Oh, man, I got to breathe on this one because when 2 years ago, when you were teaching me, coaching me on how to say, you know, I was saying the 23rd Psalm, like, you know, it was a poem, Mama Seven, you know, nice poem, you know, but no, we're not doing poetry, you know. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, like, it was just something. It was just, for me, at first, it was just something to say, make sure I said it right, you know, had the breath where the breath to be, you know. I wasn't embodying the energy of the 23rd Psalm. And you had me on the beach. We kept saying it. You kept saying it. We kept saying it. Before I got baptized, after I got baptized, let's run this again. Let's run this back, you know. I was like, okay, you know, I understand the nature of it. But it wasn't until later on that night when the police came to one of our events. The four police came in Beaufort, South Carolina. You know what I'm saying? Like, at night type thing. And it was just like, yo, instead of being afraid, you know, other people were kind of looking like, oh, Lord, the police here. But it was like, I felt like that was the moment where I first embodied the prayer because it was more like, hey, can you all say this prayer with me? And the way we were saying it, you know, it was just, we were projecting the nature of the prayer. And after the prayer, the police left. And it was like, yo, it was so weird. It was so weird. But when we say that, you know, that my head with oil, you know, at first I was thinking, you know, just, you know, you anoint my head, blah, blah, blah. But now while embodying the energy of the head and the oil, it's like you, my ori, my third eye, my first eye. You anointed this, my spirit, with oil, and my cup runs over. Not only did spirit show us in that way on how to make your enemies your footstool, but saying these things while the police there, Sister Faith, you in the back talking to the police. Okay, it was just so much going on at that particular time, and for us to just be in that state of consciousness to where we can embody that prayer in a real-life situation, not just poetry at this time, it's just, it was so wonderful how that played out. And I had to say that because it wasn't until then I really, really took the time to be like, you know what, this is what the prayer is talking about. And then with Mama Seven following up, you know, as a goddaughter, have, you know, breaking down the prayers, talking to us, asking us our interpretation of what we think the prayers are. Now I can come in a different headspace because that is speaking affirmations on my life, on my protection and my peace and my spirit. My abundance lies there. So when we're embodying this prayer, we're saying that our abundance lies right here. The Lord is our shepherd. We are able to sit into a space to where we can be anointed, we are protected, it overflows, it gets into our psyche, our consciousness. So I just had to say that. I just had to say that, and I'm grateful to have the chance to say that because if it wasn't for Father, Mother, God, and my higher self understanding and embodying this prayer, you know, I wouldn't even be right here. So I just want to show gratitude and speak on this topic because it's a hot topic. And I love you, and thank you for letting me in on the call.
Oh, thank you, Ava. Oh, my goodness. I remember that night, and I remember that day at the beach, and I just pushed and pushed and pushed because Spirit was like, she's not getting it. She doesn't understand. She's just saying words. We just can't say words. The other night, Mama Seven spoke on. She read the prayer from 2 Corinthians. And if we speak words, they could be just like gongs and cymbals. But if we don't have the love, if we don't really embody it, if we don't have the love in our heart, then it means nothing. And so I was trying that day to get her to understand that this is bigger than just words. It's not just words. This is not just a poem. It's not something you just recite. It has a deeper meaning than just the words that you see. Family. We are running out of time. I want to say to you, I appreciate each and every one who has taken the time out this first Sunday to join me to discuss this prayer, to discuss the word, the words that help us to get through, the taking the time out to study it all month long, to really get it in your spirit so that you can even come to the table with a discussion. It's so appreciated, and I appreciate each and every one of you for being here and joining me. Next month, we're going forward, and we're going to talk about dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. That's another one of my favorite ones. We're going to do Psalm 91, and we're going to dive deep. We may not be able to get through that whole prayer because it's longer. The 23rd Psalm is only 6 verses. But Psalms 91 is a little bit quite longer. But I want to say to you, each and every one of you, before I go into the prayer, that I appreciate you, that my heart is full. I appreciate every caller. I appreciate Mama Seven's encouragement and pushing me forward to step out and to do this. I'm thankful to God that I would even step out to do what I'm meant to do, and I hope that it's been a blessing. As we close, I would like to say these words of prayer. Mother, Father, God, I thank you. I thank you for this new day. I thank you for the opportunity to do what we are meant to do. I thank you for each and every beautiful soul that has joined me this morning. I want to say thank you for your words and the messages that you have left through time that we could use and stand on, words that connect us directly to you and your spirit. I want to say thank you for taking the time out to join us and encourage us in our hearts that we may walk according to the will, your will and your way, that we may live righteous and holy lifestyles as acceptable to you, that we may be the beacons of light that you intended us to be, that we will continue to shine everywhere we go, that we will not allow anyone or anything to impede upon us their its energy, but we will share your energy, and that is love, that we will spread love to each and every person and each and every place and each and every circumstance in its due time and season. I ask that you will continue to keep each and every person on this line, that you will bless them in their homes, bless them in their bodies, bless them in their finances, bless them on their jobs, bless them when they're coming and going, that you will continue to keep them protected from any hurt, harm, or evil, as you continue to keep pestilence away, as you continue to protect us from the plague. I want to say thank you. Thank you for all that you are doing, all that you have already done, and all that you're going to do. As we continue on our faith walk, Lord, as we continue on our journeys, that you will walk with us closely, that you will continue to speak to our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, that we will be who you are calling us to be. I give all thanks and all praise. Amen. See you next month.